This is Dairy Radio Now.
The Vermont Dairy Producer Conference returned live to Burlington, Vermont yesterday after a layoff from COVID. John Clark was there in Burlington to share more.
We're here with Shane St. Cyr of Adirondack Farms and the Vermont Dairy Producers Committee. Shane, it has been off for a few years because of COVID, and now you're back live.
We're very excited to be back live and getting together and seeing our fellow producers and industry experts.
So it's a real blend of industry, academia, and dairy producers.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a great opportunity to see your neighbors that maybe you haven't seen in a while. It's a great opportunity to see what there might be out there for new technologies, you know, new things on the horizon that can help us all as we navigate these times in the dairy industry.
Sort of like one giant benchmarking group, not a pure analogy, but yeah, right?
It is, absolutely. We can contrast and compare, you know, different ways of doing things and what's worked and what hasn't worked and try to find nuggets to bring home to really improve our operations.
Who's another couple of your speakers?
So Dr. Frank Mittlerner via Zoom, and he's a great resource and an advocate for dairy and the true carbon footprint of what dairy is. There's a lot of negativity towards cows and dairy generally lately about the carbon footprint and methane, and he really brings some science and some practicality to it to help us understand exactly what it is out there.
Yeah, that's Dr. Frank Mittlerner of UC Davis, and he is well-known worldwide on the greenhouse gas emissions in dairy cattle. Who else is a favorite of yours?
So Dr. Jeff Bewley, he's currently with Holstein Association USA. I've had the pleasure of working with him in the past in some other areas of my career, and he's a great resource for technology and what's out there and what's coming down the pike to really help us improve our operations, our cattle health, managing our herds. And, you know, he's always engaging and fun to watch. So it's a great opportunity to see people you haven't seen, to meet new people, to some vendors who right now, you know, we're kind of in a labor crunch. And so oftentimes some of these vendors we really want to talk to aren't able to get out to us the way we want them to. So this is a great opportunity to see some of those that you may not have had an opportunity to see recently.
And the old adage of trying to keep the saw sharpened or those knives sharpened is important to take that time, really take a pause from the farming and get out there and learn a little bit as well as network.
Absolutely. It's always tough to get off farm. There's always something to do, always something on our mind that needs doing and maybe we should be doing. But in order to continue our businesses and prosper into the future, it's always important to keep up on these learning opportunities and to just take a break and say hi to some friends.
How has technology affected your farm and what you see in the future?
I think technology is going to be a huge part of all of agriculture, really. You know, as this labor crunch comes on, as it's tougher and tougher to find good people, technology can help us use our talents in other ways so that we can continue to be as good or better than we have been in the past, to continue to take better care of our animals, better care of the land.
In Vermont and surrounding states, we're right here. We're right now on the Canadian border, the New York border, and the Vermont border. So
it's called the Vermont Dairy Producers Conference, but there's people from Eastern New York, all throughout New England that will take nuggets back to their operations and work to improve on what they're already doing. Bringing it all together so we can learn from each other and really talk about the benefits of dairy in the U.S., in the Northeast, and in the world. I think any time we can afford to get off the farm and listen and learn about ways that we can improve, it's always a benefit to us.
Shane St. Cyr with Adirondack Farms and the Vermont Dairy Producers. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our thanks to John Clark for that report, who was in Burlington, Vermont for the Vermont Dairy Producers Conference yesterday. What are some of the trends associated with the 2023 edition of USDA's annual reports on the number of farms in our country? Tony Dorn from the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
For 2022, the number of farms is estimated at 2,002,700, down 9,350 farms from 2021.
Caused primarily by a reduction in small farms last year.
The number of farms increased in all sales categories except the 1,000 to 9,999 category and the 10,000 to 99,000 sales classes. Over 7% of all farms had sales of $500,000 or more. So although there's a small percent of farms, the largest sales categories have large percent of production.
And that's Tony Dorn from NAS, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.